Welcome to the unpopular review, MTV, the challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies review show. My name is Mike Knox. I am joined by Captain Shakespeare herself. How you doing this evening, ma'am?
I'm doing pretty good. That was a really good episode, so I'm excited to get started talking about it.
A lot of stuff has happened here, and for those who don't know, listen, I am an MTV Challenge fan. She is an MTV Challenge fan. We are here together on UPR, the Unpopular Review. You know where to find us at any and everywhere there is social media, and you have a place to see us or hear us. We are there. So, but we came together as being fans of this wildly popular show in season 37. Okay, 37 seasons of this thing. So if you haven't seen it, that's your fault, not ours. Okay, so I just want that to be known first and foremost. Okay, but 37 seasons, you've heard of the great names like Johnny Bananas, CT, Laurel. I definitely want to forget no ladies in this at all. You know what I'm saying? But just 37 seasons, basically what it was, the challenge for those who don't know, and when they're like, what are we talking about here? It was like MTV World meets Roll Rules is what it began. And guys like The Miz from WWE fame, and you name them, they've all been a part of the show, from having all-stars like Olympic, you know, medal winners like Lola Jones, Hall of Famers like Terrell Owens. They've all been a part of this show. And right. Over the years, they have evolved, and they have now added in Survivor and Big Brother, and you name it. If they're a part of some kind of a challenge show, seeing who's the best, well, guess what, guys? Like the WWE or the NBA, MTV Challenge is the best, Shay. So they all come here to compete and see what they have. And we're in season 37. And like you said, what a first episode.
Yeah. It's a lot to process.
Now, we you and I participated in the MTV Challenge game, right? This is the part I think is funny, because we had our picks for tonight. Or going overall in our, I spent $10 million on this chick, okay? I picked her because her name is Michaela. I should try to find a picture to get her up here, because I got all their information. So I'm actually going to find this picture of her, guys, so you can see why I picked this beautiful brown-skinned woman with her dreads. And my daughter's name is Michaela, all right? And I just thought this girl was going to come and wreck shop. You and I didn't even talk about this when we did our challenge picks. But we did talk about, if we pick somebody early, let's have the ability to pick somebody late, right? We kind of cheated ourselves in this one. But we both picked her to win in the MTV Challenge Fantasy Pick'em. And damn, Shay, we both spent $10 million on this girl. Your thoughts about Michaela going down on day one?
I'm so pissed about it. I love Michaela. I feel like a lot of times these rookies come in and they want to put their head down. They, you know, just want to go with the flow. She's not a go with the flow type of person. She's a competitor. She's a strategist. And she just had, the only thing she did wrong was having snakes on her team.
Talking about snakes, you're talking about Emmy. Okay. And for those who don't know, Michaela is from, she was a rookie on this year, Survivor Millennials versus Gen X. And, you know, frankly, I'm a Gen X and Shay here. Is a millennial. So it kind of goes, but look, here is a picture of Michelle Bradshaw, Michaela Bradshaw. And just look at this beautiful brown footage we have before you right here. She had the stature. She was strong. She had the dread. She's named after my daughter, which is named after me. I picked her and she goes down, but she goes down, Shay, because she ran her mouth. And on these shows, we know you can't do what?
Can't run your mouth. That's true. But I feel like it would have been kept under wraps if her teammates weren't, like, telling on her. It was supposed to be like a, hey, what's up? It's supposed to be like a Survivor,
Yeah.
Alliance. And all of her Survivor people just turned on her. Emmy first, then you got Michelle going with it, then you got Tommy going with it. Cheap.
Hello? Oh, you just yeah. I'm done here. What's going on, Jane St. Patrick? My cousin said you're mad pretty. I'm quite sure she appreciates that. Challenge Rewind says They did Michaela dirty, and I got my eye on Tommy and Michelle. And you're right. Listen, they did Michaela dirty, but it was partially Michaela's fault to blame. And we got to be honest here. I've watched 37 out of 37 seasons, Shay. I've watched about 35. Right? I watched about 35. They're on Paramount Plus. I've gone back and watched them. You know, I watched a lot of seasons of it. I didn't realize how obsessed I was with this show until I realized, dang, it's 37 seasons of this thing. But if you know this show, you know, it's a lot more about politics than being athletic. Athleticism will keep you in the game when you're in the eliminator.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about that. We've had some crazy ones over the years past. This challenge, not so much of a difficult thing to do, which I got confused. It said in the eliminator match, which this year they call it the layer, right? So yeah, you got both competitors down, guy and girl chosen. They're on their backs. You got to push. It said push the other person off. But I thought, I swear TJ Lavin, who's been doing it for 35 of the 37 seasons, right? Yeah. Has said first one off. Well, Corey L and Michelle went off first. So I'm confused.
I was confused too. I thought that was the whole point, was to get the person off, and whoever's first one off loses. So I was super confused when everyone's like, yay! I'm like, they lost, but then they didn't.
Yeah.
So confused.
I was definitely mad. But real fast, Shay, you have the competitors. Let's take it from the top. You have the list of the people that are on the show this year and where they're from. Run it down. Who's all right? I run it. So you posted had it. We talked about this, little lady. You said, I know them. I will keep a list.
I can't even.
You said you would keep a list of who they work. I told you I don't know half these people.
Okay. I got you right now. Okay, so we'll go with, I'll go first. So CT and Verna, I like.
Well, I know CT. Everybody knows CT. I'll work you, bro. He carried people on his back. CT is my male.
You want me to go down the newer people?
For those who don't know, like the one guy, Corey's from 12 Days of Christmas. What the hell is that? Who the hell? Seriously. What channel, say, is 12 Days of Christmas on? Who watches that reality show? You're laughing because you watch a lot of them. And I watch you on Twitter. You watch a lot of them, Shay. Don't you lie to me, young lady.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is 12 Days of Christmas?
That's like they playing on the Family Channel.
I have a family, and I don't even want to watch the Family Channel. I'm just saying.
No, it's called something totally different. but, okay, so we have Berna, who grew up in the circus, as she said. She's partnered with CT.
She grew up in a circus.
Yeah. I don't actually know what show she came from. Then we have Kells, who came from Too Hot to Handle. I do know that show. I remember him.
I've heard of Too Hot to Handle. It's not something that I watch, but I've heard of it.
Yeah. He definitely seems like a very big physical threat. And, you know, him picking Tori sucks that he lost her, but, you know, he seems like he'll do damage for sure. Then you have Tommy from Survivor.
Well, there's CT. He got rid of his dad bod. CT has been here now for, Jesus, my Lord in heaven, how be thy name. 19 seasons, 4 wins from Real World Paris. He has done any and everything in this show. He should be on the Paramount Plus All-Star show, but he still competes. But if Darrell can do both duties and Anissa can do both duties, then CT ain't fair. Because I thought, hands down, on the Paramount show, there was no way at all, okay, that those two competitors should have lost. But go ahead. I apologize. Carry on.
I had that same thought, too. Because I'm like, girl, Anissa, if you cannot beat these people who haven't even been doing challenges for how long,
yeah,
maybe you need to pack it up.
Yeah, boats and hoes. Boats and hoes. You got it. Brennan, who's driving the boat?
Okay, so after Kells, and then we said Tommy, then we have Michelle from Survivor as well, and she won her season.
Michelle is the person who actually started all this mess tonight with our girl Michaela.
Yeah.
Okay, she played it well. She played her part well, and it's funny because Michaela in the confessional said she's very good at playing the politic game, and But you fell for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I'll tell you what happened. What? Black people, not just women, because I'm not going to pick on black girls. Y'all are not unstable creatures, but we all are kind of unstable, okay? This is what happened with Michaela. We get attitudes as black people when we feel like there's a target against us. Yeah. And she felt the need to speak. Well, in this case, in this house, the key thing is to not to speak.
Right. So. Yeah, definitely. It works out better if people forget that you're there. It really does. Sucks. I'm so mad. I'm not going to get over it.
I'm so mad. She's gone. We both struck out here. We both had Michaela winning this thing on both our lists.
Yes.
And we go down day one. So let's talk about some of the favorites that we do have here. You named some of the people that people don't know, and clearly nobody knows half these people, okay? Yeah. I don't know half these people. You can front like you know half these people. We don't know them. If they're not from Big Brother, if they're not from Survivor, I'm talking about just American people, okay?
Love Island. I watch Love Island, as you know. You see.
That's in America, though. You got people that being like, where's this one guy I saw? This dude. Okay, like I just said. What's his name? What is this guy? Corey Ayle. I just talked about him. Rookie. 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Okay, what channel is that? This girl, Paradise Hotel Sweden. What's her name? Bettina.
I feel like I've heard of her, but I've never seen
Sweden? Sweden. Who knows these people? Like, I'm excited for this season, Shay, but I don't know half these people. And we watch the challenge. If we don't know you, you will get picked apart because it's a politics game. Yeah. And we just saw Michaela, who's from America's Survivor, get pulled apart.
Yeah. So sad.
I wrote lists. I wrote things down because they really it touched me this episode, okay? Tell me if you feel with this. Now that I don't even have a female replacement yet for Michaela. I don't. I'm not, I just don't. I will never pick Anissa. Right. Shout out to my wife who cheers for Anissa like every year. Says, man, I just want to see her win. I just want to see her win. You know, I want to see Leroy win, but he went home. He took it, you know, he left. He got his girl and he bounced. Anissa, it's time to go. She's been on TV for 25 years. Go away, Anissa. Okay, rural Chicago. I'm going for Esther as my replacement. Wakanda forever! Esther said, no, Michaela. You just run your. I can't do it. I won't do it. I won't even try and embarrass myself. I can't do an African accent. I can't do it. But she was like, you know, how they, you know, their wonderful, beautiful accent. She kept saying, like, no, you don't talk. Right. It's something about her. She reminds me of a little black Barbie. I got her. We both picked Kells.
Yes.
Right. And I hate saying the name Kells because I think of only one Kells and we can't really mention that Kells. Yes. But Kells, what show is Kells from, though? Because he just looks like an athlete.
Too hot to handle.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. We call the Ghostbusters and we in control. All right. So, yeah, he's from Too Hot to Handle season one at that.
Yeah.
So, it took him this long to get on TV? Why?
I don't know. You know, I don't understand how they do their casting on the challenge. Honestly, it confuses me. I mean, again, the 12 Days of Christmas. I don't understand. When did we stop? Like, I liked when they did, like, Real World, World Rules. And they started with the one. I was like, okay. Then they started with Survivor. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. It's a competition show. Big Brother makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going way out of the wheelhouse of what.
I never thought Big Brother made sense because it's not a competition. Big Brother is all politics.
Well,
I got Survivor. I got Real World. It was okay. And I get you saying that because Real World was no competition either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little competitions like for the HOH and stuff. It could be like mental or you know sometimes it's endurance. So, and it's not to the extent of like. The challenge, but it's some type of form.
Yeah, but that's the game. It's half mental, it's half politics, it's half athleticism.
Yeah,
right. It's half endurance, and that's what gets me when people say, "Oh my God, you watch this show?" Like, yeah, it's. And I tell my wife all the time, we got to the point where I don't care about the backstage antics any longer, and I watch it in her hospital every day. Okay, I don't care. I want to see who competes. That's right. What I've gotten to later. That's why I was happy when they had Ninja Warrior. You know, who was on there a couple years ago. It was season 34.
Yeah, I think it was like War of the Worlds.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I like when they get the athletes when we, you know what I mean, they come. I know, even though I'm not a fan of Fessy, I cannot stand Fessy. Let's just say this here right now. I don't like nobody from Big Brother. No one. You know what I like from Big Brother? They're not here right now. That's Swaggy P and his fiance. Okay? That's who I like. from Big Brother.
I like Bailey. I don't know. Swaggy sometimes is like here or there for me. But
well,
I
he has Bailey, so you automatically have to like Swaggy P. And he's making moves. He was on the stage with Conor McGregor.
Well, that's true.
He's doing big things. He buys her nothing but jewelry, right?
As he should.
I think he's open, as Biggie would say, right? But I cannot stand Fessy. What he's done with Nelson, he deserves. But catch what Fessy said. Now, looking later in line, we're going to be doing a review show every, you know, Wednesday when it goes off. He said, I owe you one or maybe two. Will Fessy fess up, Shay, and give him back those things? What do you think?
I don't think so.
Go away, Anissa. Love it.
I don't think so, honestly. But, I mean, time will tell. We'll see. But I don't think so. I'm sad. I liked Fessy in the beginning. But he just got this.
Fessy's fake.
Weird, like.
He got Hollywood like Kyle.
Well, like, you know.
He got like Kyle.
Yeah, but he got really cocky. And I'm like, why are you cocky? You haven't really done anything to be this cocky. Like, you thinking, especially last season, thinking you can beat CT. It's like,
you can't come at CT and get away with it. All right. Let's show you guys a picture of this man, Fessy. All right. Because listen, Fessy is just, I don't know. I don't like the guy. Like you say, it does come to politics, it does come to things like that. But when you come at a veteran, you should know what you're getting yourself into. And this guy, you know, he had the numbers. It's a numbers game. It can become a numbers game, right?
Yeah.
But what we don't like about Fessy, Nelson, basically Nelson and Fessy were friends. Mm-hmm. And it came down to it. He voted him in or go against him. But here's something. And let me ask you this, Captain Shakespeare. And my wife and I always discuss this. And thank my wife for tuning in as well. I always say it's still a competition. And at some point, your friendship has to break up. And if I got a chance, like I'm 6'3" and a half. You know what I'm saying? 318 pounds. If unfortunately my best friend weighs 100, 120 and it's him versus me and I got to go in elimination, yo, sorry, buck 20. You know, may he rest in peace, Raising Canaan, season 3. May buck 20 rest in peace, but he about to have to go rest in peace. I'm going against my friend.
Fessy could have waited. Like, I essentially, like, obviously, you know, only one person can win, but they could have waited till they got rid of all their competition and then they could have fought against each other. Him kind of doing that was like, it just didn't make sense. It was so early in the season for him to do that to one of his alliances. It just didn't make any sense.
And answer Hugo here, we just spoke about that. And this is honest here.
She met CT. CT is
quiet. Something. He played it right.
Yeah, no, he is. I have barely heard a peep from CT.
I actually wrote on my notes CT. Shh, literally, I actually have SHHHHH. That was the note because he didn't say a single word, right? And we spoke about that. Real world's not athletic, right? Yeah. So that's what made it good. It was real world versus role rules. It became the athletic versus the mouthers. And so they're going to always add those in there. And that's why I'm okay with that. And DJ, who picked this shirt out for you, Mike? Burn it. Don't think about it ever again. Listen, I got it for a funny Christmas present a couple years ago. And it's just been sitting there. And, you know, I thought it was funny for the night show. This is something the Miz would wear on TV, so I thought I would do this in the Miz's prime. So that's why I wore it. My kids gave it to me, so that's why I don't throw it away. I never wear it, and I gotta have you got. This is why my name's called with 3X. You gotta be hardcore to wear a shirt like this, okay? So that's why I have it on. Okay, what do you say about Fessy? Ain't the Spanish dude that is helping out Ant-Man? No, not that I can't recall. I don't think Fessy in a movie. Is Fessy in a movie, Captain Shakespeare? No, that's the dude from like every other, you know, that plays the Mexican roles. That's not him. That's not him. And yes, the challenge does need my boy Banana and Wes. But I tell you this much, Hugo, going back and watching the early challenges, I don't know why I started liking Wes. Wes was a very cocky, racist Aryan kind of brother. He really was. And at some point, I don't know what he was disrespectful to women, him and Bananas both. The way that they talked to girls early on, I want to go in there and fight those dudes.
Literally.
Like, I don't see how you can sit there and tell somebody that it's not okay for me to call a female a B. And not only do I say you B, but I continue to say it repeatedly. You retarded, you dumb, you selfish, you dirty whore. Those are things you can't say to women.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about what we got today, but back then it was accepted as, oh, he's cool. No, that's horrible to treat women that way at any time in our world together. But somehow, you're right, I became a West fan. And I don't know why.
You know what it was? I swear to you, it was Rivals 2. When he got partnered with CT, that's when I started to be like, you know, like, it was CT that made him more likable, or I guess their, like, connection. Because before that, I was like, Wes, just go. Just go.
You know what, though? That Spanish girlfriend, God, what was her name? I just got finished watching him in a couple seasons. Yes, Ohana broke his heart. Broke his heart.
He did. And,
yo, listen. First of all, I don't know how Wes got Ohana in the first place. Okay, I'm watching these seasons, right? And I'm like, Johanna, thank you. And I'm like, yo, how did Wes was pulling some bad women? Okay, yeah. What's the girl who just came back for the challenge for you and the All Stars? Wes pulled her early.
Who?
After Johanna, he came back and was with her.
I know it was Mandy.
Not Mandy, but Mandy. Well, I didn't think Mandy was cute.
Kellyanne, that's who it was. Kellyanne.
Yes, Kellyanne was pretty for Wes. Yep. Okay, Mandy was Westable, right? There's no offense, Mandy, but you know, anybody can get a Mandy. You know what I'm saying? But man, Kellyanne, that's her name. Yeah, Kellyanne. Yeah, she was, I won't say she was fire, but she was close to lighting some matches, that's for sure.
She was really pretty and she had like a nice figure. Like,
really. But when she got drunk, boy, I tell you that. But let's talk about season 37, all right? And weeks to come, we're gonna discuss what happened on the show. Comings and goings, eliminations. Nam was there, which was weird. I saw him, but I never saw him.
It was weird. Honestly, he got DQ'd. I don't know what happened. Like something, I think he got an injury. I'm not 100%.
Nam soft. Nam is like 6'7".
Yeah.
Asian god. Let's be real. Like the man got, like he's not one of them cut guys like The Rock, but you know this man is a hell of a specimen of a man.
Yeah.
Okay? He's, and he is just as soft as cookie filling, okay? Yeah.
I don't think that was for him, to be honest.
No. Like, were you at Lolo Jones making him cry?
Lolo was making everybody cry, okay? Listen, she's
a crybaby. Oh, we're throwing elbows, Anissa? Are we throwing elbows? That's what they do. You're fighting in the mug.
So
it's a wrestling. What are you getting mad for? Right. You're an Olympian. They're picking on you on purpose. You know what I mean? But this year, like we said, the elimination is called the layer.
Yeah.
And in the first round, we saw Michaela, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-A, right? My daughter is spelled M-I-K-A-Y-L-A, against Renan, which is, I thought, is that Brennan? I want to bring up a Bolts and Hoes reference, but it's just saying, no, it's Renan. So, and Renan, they get eliminated, which is still don't understand. I go back and watch the replay versus Michelle and Corey L. Corey L didn't understand why he got into it because, what's her name, Emmy?
Emmy, yep.
Emmy. Man, the show is called The Challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies.
Yeah.
And every season, there's this plot, there's a twist. This year, they were like, oh wow, you know, that's not such a plot that the winners, which means the people who wins the challenge, at the end, they get when they go into elimination, they get to come back and pick either. Well, they can pick to go into elimination. You know, it doesn't matter. Any person, not just partners, not just, so you can pick any group of people to go. Yeah. And then like it was been the last two seasons, if you win the elimination, you can choose to either ditch your partner or pick someone else. So that's back. So to me, not that big of a twist. But the twist is here, and why I brought all that up is that to spies, and Emmy said, and I quote, "I am a spy." Do you read into that, or she just was playing the role of the show being called the spy? For me, I'm a movie buff. I read into that.
I think she was more just playing into the name of the show. She's not a spy. She's just...
It's just an ass?
Yes. I'm not feeling her at all. I did not like that. It was unnecessary. It was weird how she just... It was like, why are you in an alliance for Survivor and then you just randomly turn on them just because I like drama? I'm like...
But so did the guy Tommy Sheehan. He's in Survivor. And yeah. Michaela went to him and he was like, oh, yeah. And they said, yeah, she came to me and said blah, blah. Like, he just spilled all the tea. Like, if I'm any dude watching them, I'm saying I don't trust that guy.
Right. my eye is on them. I'm not trusting them. Tommy, Emmy, Michelle, you're on my list.
And I'm going to show you guys, guys and gals out there listening around the world. Rookie from Survivor Romania. I'm sorry. I work for a cable company, and I don't think we offer Romanian channels. Okay? So why the hell is she on my TV? Okay? I'm just saying. I get she on Survivor. Romania? Now, I'm going to be real. I would say Romania is a harder place to grow up than America, right? As far as like poverty and things like that, right? But it's a show and they send you to the worst place in the world anyway, right? So unless they sent this girl to Compton, you know what I'm saying? She just came out and told, oh yeah, I saw her. She had a list. She actually came and walked in the room, guys, said, I'm a spy. I heard that she said there's a list. Now, in this game, we said there's politics. Normally, groups of people like the veterans who's been here, done many seasons, they will tend to stick together. They're called the veterans, right? That's why they're the ones who were on one side of the leash and they went and go against to get the rookies who were locked up and that's how this year started off, right? This year, even so, they already had their rooms picked. You peep that, right? Had they went back home and just was in their rooms. They didn't even show that crap no more. That's not even exciting anymore. Oh, look at my house. None of that mattered, right? So they that's how they picked them. And then, God. This is just so. Then she goes and tells everybody everything. So it's normally be Survivor, be for Survivor, Big Brother, be for Big Brother, and so forth. You hear where I'm going here. This girl didn't care. She threw this girl in the bus. Which meant to me, Michaela was a threat.
Absolutely.
We both picked her to be in our finals. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you think there's a chance of her coming back? Can this be one of those things where, guess what? She didn't go home. You know, sometimes in these seasons, they hide them out.
Right.
They hide them out. Do you think this could be one of those moments?
I would hope so, but I'm not 100%. But even if she went home first, I think she provided this first episode.
She did. I mean, she was beautiful. She was black girl magic.
Were hilarious.
They were afraid of her.
When she pulled up the list and said, I've learned my lesson. I made a list. I think she's really funny. I like her. They definitely will bring her back. I feel it.
I mean, do you think they could bring her back this year as someone who maybe the side house? Remember how they've done that in years past?
Like Redemption.
Redemption House, right.
I mean, there's always, you never know with the challenge. The challenge is so like, every season, there's always this one twist. So, I mean, we don't know.
Don't know anything. I wanted Ashley to go home day one. I did. When she thought she was going home, Ashley's a girl who won $1 million because it was when they first started off saying, if you win and you have the better score than your partner, you get to choose. Are you going to keep the million or split it?
Yeah.
And she said, oh, you called me a hoe? Yeah. You called me a bitch? Mm-hmm. I'm taking all that money, bitch.
Should.
Yeah. That man walked over hot coals, literally. For her, and left that man crying. If I could laugh at Bananas for leaving, I forget her name right now. I apologize. I'm quite sure somebody. Sarah, because I did it too. I'm sorry. No offense. So if I got to take $1 million now after taxes, about $750, right? About $750 after taxes. I'm not splitting $750. I'm taking my whole $750. But she took the money, so. But nobody likes her because not only she took that money. All right. You ever see them people that win the lottery and go buy a gold chain and they get stuck up? They're mostly from Detroit.
I know what you mean. Yeah, she's always like, I'm rich. I'm rich.
I bought boobs.
They look great. They look outstanding.
I bought boobs and now she's having sex with Nelson. I'm singing to Nelson. Really good. And not Nelson.
So thrown off by that. I'm like, after all these seasons you guys did, now was the time. Okay.
Also, Nani and Casey. Casey had a girlfriend last year. Nani is one of them girls. And listen, for the LGBT, please help me if I said it wrong. I want to make sure I say it right.
LGBTQ.
Okay, plus. GQ. I forget the Q. They would have to be frustrated with Nani, right? Because one time Nani's heterosexual. Next thing, Nani's like girls, right? So I get confused by Nani. And this was frustrating. When I first met Nani and the real world Las Vegas. She was getting abused by some stupid idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. Who wasn't worth her time.
Adam.
Mm-hmm. Adam. All right. And if you could say poor white, whatever you want to say, he was that. Okay. And now she didn't go through men after men after men. She just, I don't care about men no more. I'm going to go get me some Casey.
I honestly think, and I wouldn't be surprised if she said this later on in life, that maybe she's like a pansexual. Maybe she's just one of those people that's kind of just attracted to personality and like soul as opposed to like the body. Like, I feel like the body doesn't matter to her. I think she's definitely more of a heart person.
Oh,
CT is so like, done.
Yeah, CT's an old head like me. CT, oh, but we love CT in my household. We cheer for CT. I'm sorry, when he punched that dude in Paris, it was the greatest. Like, nothing was better than that except for when Ronnie punched that dude on the shores. Like, what, kid?
That was crazy. I would not. If I was a guy, I don't want to argue with CT. I'm sorry. I'm running the other way. I'm like, you got it. You win.
Thanks for that. Why is it still on my screen? But thank you for that cheap plug. But you know what I'm saying? I know you were. All right. Happy Shay Day. Welcome to the best episode of Unpopular View Entertainment ever, featuring Mike Knox and the Tribal Queen. Shay, you know what? We don't have a Tribal Queen. Look at that. Look at that. Pink Dreamer, the Tribal Queen.
I'm so.
You know, I normally always have the head of the table on my thing. Right, but I didn't want to go wrestling this episode, so like I wanted to go like straight MTV. So I just put Mike Knox. I normally have Tribal King on my thing, you know, Tribal Chief, but you know, we might have to put that for next week's show.
I feel like the challenge and wrestling are so like intertwined in
absolutely everything's intertwined with wrestling.
Mark Long in the audience at Raw trying to argue with Sheamus. Did you see that?
No, I missed that.
Yeah.
Listen, I had a heavy birthday weekend. I went to bed at 9:15 on Monday.
Well, yeah, that was a thing. But I feel like wrestling's so
in
a way. Even like The Miz, like it's in there.
And they're rerunning it right now to the challenge, which they never do. I'm gonna be honest with you. They never listen. I watch a lot of MTV programming. I watch Siesta Keys. If I miss that shit at 9 o'clock, that shit ain't come back on until I catch the app. Okay, so the fact that they're rerunning this right now, they know we're gonna blow up their show. Our post show is better than their own post show, scoring some of their own post show people. Just saying. Me and the Tribal Queen right there.
You want something? You want something?
All right. So I wrote here Nelson and Ashley Yuck. I thought Ashley and Huey were both going day one. Here it is. So here what we picked. I had picked Michaela, I picked Big T, and I picked that girl Britta, whatever, only because I had to like, and they gave us like 30 minutes to pick these teams, right?
Yeah.
So I just realized my one and two are both gone, right? Oh no, who just went home? They both went home, right? Were they both eliminated?
Yeah, Renan and
so both my number one girl and my number three guy were eliminated, which was Renan. So I have CT and Kells left to go. I spent $15 million on CT.
As you should. Listen, he's worth every penny.
You have Tori, Brenna, CT, Kells. So you also lost. Oh, you switched on me? I thought you had Michaela too.
No, look, it's a screenshot. It's Tori, Bettina, CT, Kells.
And you got Brenna, Priscilla. And
Priscilla.
Oh, you picked Priscilla. I thought you had Michaela. I love Priscilla. Priscilla, not Esther. Priscilla is the black Barbie. That's who that is. She has got it going on. If I could pick another winner, I said Esther. I love her accent, but I'm going for Priscilla also.
She's from Love Island, Priscilla.
She's from Love Island. I still wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, I watched her season because Hulu, they post the UK.
Okay.
Island, so that's how I saw it.
But we both got Kels and CT. We both had Renan, so Renan's gone. So you still got three to my two. Tori's not lasting. And I'm going to tell you why Tori's not last. I'm going to tell you why I don't like Tori. I'm going to tell you right now why I don't like Tori.
Oh my,
Tori is worse than Nani. Right? Because they say this stupid saying that I'm a black man, so I'm going to say it so I can say it. But it's still a stupid saying, right? Once you go black, you never go back. Right? Tori has been with so many black guys and then tried to get engaged to Mr. Poor Jordan. I like Jordan. Jordan's come a long way. For those who know Jordan has like a hand and a knob. Okay? And that knob would whoop your ass. But hey, let's be real. That knob... That man could swing an axe like nobody else.
No, seriously. He really is. He's I was so, and honestly, I shouldn't be, because it's all about the will, but he was so athletic. He could do everything. Honestly, literally, he could do everything.
His heart. He said having not having a hand made him just have that much heart to prove everybody wrong about what he could do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so he proposes to her. They're not together anymore. And now she's back to liking Kales, right? She's like, oh, my God, God, Lord Jesus, Devontae Christ, I come on the show and you're blessed with this black specimen of a man. And now Tori don't know what to do. Tori's lost. She's like, what do I do? What do I do? But that's what we have right now. So going into next week, so Spies, Lies. I we said earlier, Nam was eliminated, brought some dude named Ed in.
He's from The Circle. I also watched that season.
So. My wife watches The Circle. That's the thing on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember him. I don't watch it enough to even know what I'm talking about.
So he looks a little different.
Hey, beautiful people. We are beautiful. Look at you. Look, you see my shirt, right? It says, I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah. My kids, those are great. Don't laugh at my shirt. I still got ice on my neck. Bing! Let's go. next week, more eliminations. Now, somebody brought up Corey. I want to bring him up because I did write him down before I forget. The last person to speak out on my list is Corey is what Hugo said he had. He figured he was due for a win. I agree that Corey is due for a win. But I think Corey's biggest problem, Tribal Queen, is the fact that he has too much heart for Nelson. Mm-hmm. And he's too, like, he has to learn to play the CT role. Yeah. CT doesn't say a damn thing until they say CT's name. He don't bother them. Now, if he gets a little drunk, like Fetzy got to him. Now, when you're going to pull on a lion's mane, a lion must roar.
Yeah.
So don't pull on his mane and CT won't roar. But we know somewhere in this season, CT going to tell somebody who he is. Because he will break your face.
Right? Yeah, I'm still saying he looks great. Like, he really, like, took off so much. He looks like rivals to CT, to be honest. I was like,
he lost about 60 pounds. He had a big beer gut. Well, I won't say he was out of shape because he just won two seasons ago, right? So yeah. I can't say he's out of shape. But if you see CT, young CT was, you know, gym CT. And then CT became beer belly. I still got enough heart to beat your ass, CT. And now CT's like, oh, Fessy, you think I'm out of. That's what it was, be honest, because he was just on last season as a fat guy.
Right.
Fessy pissed him off. And I don't think he did, you know, what they say now, it's not about muscle mass. It's about, you know, stretching and cardio thing. He didn't gain muscle. He lost. He's soft. Not saying that doesn't have muscle, but he's not toned like a muscle builder. He like somebody who juices every day and, you know, eats the right way and got into that kind of shape to get more endurance kind of thing. And that kind of thing we've never seen from CT can be very dangerous. And I think that's why we both picked him. This is before we saw he lost his dad, Bob. We both picked CT.
Right.
So that's even more funny. We both picked Kale's obvious. I don't even know the dude. I just looked and said, yeah, this dude looks fat. It doesn't
matter what season. I'm always going to bet on CT. He just has heart. And also, it's scary. The thing about him is you could have him up his back against a wall. That makes him fight harder. And his back's not against the wall. He still fights the same way. That's dangerous. Because you have people who, like, oh, God, they got activated because you're coming after them.
Yeah.
He's always on go. That's dangerous.
So, Corey, I do cheer for him. He's on, like, four different shows on MTV. You know, he was on Are You the One? He got a girl pregnant. She made it to Teen Moms. How they squeeze her into Teen Moms, too? I say she got the job because of Corey was already being famous on this circuit of the challenge.
Yeah.
And she said, hey, Corey, yo, you're my baby daddy. Can you come on the show?
He was on The Real World. He had a bunch of girlfriends. Then he went to X on the Beach. That's mm-hmm. where he met the girl that he's with now, Taylor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he
I like Taylor.
That with Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot.
So those who don't know, right? So in sports terms, every man knows this. There's this baseball diamond that Derek Jeter had of all the women that Derek Jeter knocked off. And it's full of women like Jennifer Lopez. insert, you know, Candace Swinepoel. Insert Mighty Kunis. You name the hottest women in Hollywood, Derek Jeter had them. But when it comes to the challenge, This man, Corey, was just knocking them off one by damn one, as The Rock would say. So acknowledge Corey. I'm not going to acknowledge you, Elvis. I'm going to acknowledge Corey for being that guy.
Stop this.
But so where does Corey fit? I don't know. I didn't have him slide to win. It's just too obvious for him to want to win. But we will change our pictures every week. So as of right now, I had to change my female pick because she was eliminated, and I picked up Esther. You have your three you've chosen, and we can't change that. That's MTV's fantasy pick, so I'm already four out of six people left. I'm sorry for my bad math, Scott Steiner style. You want to change anybody, or are you staying with your three, and you got to replace your male, too, because you lost Renan also.
Yeah, I lost Renan. So I will replace him with...
Absolutely. Rest in peace, DM.
I'm good. Absolutely. Amazing woman. I'm going to replace him with Ed. I don't know what it was. I liked his vibe when he came in. So, Renan.
He looked jacked. He did look jacked.
Mm-hmm. He does. He just looks so different from when I saw him in the circle. Like,
Maybe that's why I don't know him.
His hair is much longer. He had, like, really short hair.
He definitely had some edge hair going on, a.k.a. wrestling hair going on. He definitely did. He definitely had that going on. Hugo chimes in. She was also on the challenge. I don't know if that means.
I think they were talking about Taylor, but no, she was never on the challenge.
I thought she didn't do one episode.
Mm-mm, no, she was on Are You the One?
Oh, I know she was on Are You the One.
Is it talking about Cheyenne? Cheyenne was on.
Cheyenne did a challenge. She did do a challenge once. Yes. Yeah.
Devin's partner. Was Rivals.
You know, I hate Devin, but I love Devin at the same time. Like, Devin will never win, but I love Devin because he's one of the realest people on that show.
I agree. It's like I have a hate love with Devin. Devin sometimes says things. I'm like, shut up, Devin. And it's like, things, and I'm like, that's hilarious, Devin.
It like when he laughed at who I hate more than anybody on this show is Josh.
Miss Josh.
I'm gonna tell you why I don't like Josh. Josh doesn't know what Josh is, and once Josh figures out who Josh is, Josh maybe be a better person.
He's just overly emotional. Like
I'm Ralph Tresvant. That man is like a baby.
He just does too much. I'm like, geez, like Josh, chill out sometimes. Like I can't.
And Fessy getting lucky. I don't know. Hooking up with Amanda. I'm not gonna say that's luck. It's Amanda. Okay. She had more turns than Great Adventure. Okay. I said it. Okay. MTV the challenge. What's funny? Actually
put out a tweet about how she wanted to get Fessy when she watched the season when he came. I think it was Total Madness. Mm-hmm. So it's just so funny that she comes and the first thing she does, she's like, boom, listen, I got to respect it. She put it out there.
But she treated him like a chump. Yo, don't call me baby. He said, whatever you say, whatever I got. Okay. Fessy's so corny, yo. He's so, to be that big, that strong and, you know, appealing to women, he's such a sucker. I bet he's like Drake. I bet he goes in the shower and opens up a bag of chips with scissors.
Get the scissors
and just cut him in the shower. You know, he's crying because he's in the shower. It doesn't count as he's crying because the water's already on his face. That's Fessy. That's all I'm going to say. Yo, before we got here, so you replaced Renan with Ed. You want to change any of your three females? Tori, Brenta, or Priscilla? Changing any of them, you're keeping them all?
You know what? I'm going to keep it as is right now. All right. But Tina is my dark horse. Her laugh is really hilarious. It's scary. But I just got to keep her. I'm keeping her.
Okay. Well, there you have it, guys. Listen, we thank you for joining today's show. We love the challenge. It's why we come together to want to do this show. So we're just happy to be here. So thank you guys for joining. Please, if you are challenge fans and you have people that you know that love the challenge, please have them come check out this show because it's something new here on UPR. Yeah. You know, they got wrestling review shows and we do, movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
But like, this is something that, you know, we know might be not like the majority, the minority of people to watch it. Yeah, and we love it. We came together. We wanted to work together. We did something together. So here we are. So we hope you love it. As my man Jeremy Johns would say, comment below. Let me know. Bananas is great. Bananas is not here, though. So with that being said, that is Captain Shakespeare, the Tribal Queen. I am. Yeah, I got used to knowing it's on my left. That's why I make it look. I know it's on my left. I do enough shows. Like, yeah.
Oh, okay, I got it now.
There you are. I'm looking right at you right now, right? But I'm looking away from my camera. As my kids would say, because kids are too smart today, you're breaking the fourth wall, Dad. So, with that being said, I'm Mike Knox. Make sure you follow me on every single social media platform there is by my namesake, Mike Knox. Listen, this has been the Challenge Spies, Lies, and Allies Review Show. We'll see you next Wednesday night and see who is left. Peace!